Power started in 1991, and it involved Arthur and three other people basically just sitting around a table supporting each other to make sure that their voices could be heard, that they could get the same rights as everybody, and really fighting for what they were entitled to. For people who have health issues, disabilities, or perhaps aren't as able to be as independent as they would want to be, it's very hard to get people to listen to them, to get them to take them seriously, to understand that they've got abilities to do just the same as everybody else, and also to be able to speak up for themselves and say what they want, just basic human rights, as everybody else has got. It started off with Arthur's mother, who was very active, was very strong in getting the same rights for people and her son as everybody else would be. And I think Arthur's inherited that drive and passion to make sure that not only himself, but other people that have to struggle in life a little bit, get a lifestyle and do things that they enjoy and can have a completely fulfilled life, the same as anyone else would be. But I think Arthur worked with his friends, with people that he knew, and in 1991 got together as that small group, culminating in 1996 as Power being formed as a charity, being registered as a charity. And that's what Power stands for. People of Hertfordshire want equal rights. I think Arthur himself has worked tirelessly over the last, 20 years?
30 years.
30 years. The bravery and the courage that the athletes to be able to do sports, but also the people that support it, the people that raise awareness of, you know, what people can do. And just because you've got a disability doesn't mean that you can't do the same things that everybody else does. And that's what Power's all about, and that's what Arthur's all about. There's still a huge amount of work to do to make people aware of the fact that everybody is entitled to the same things. It's about your basic human rights. It's about having your independence, having choice, and being able to live, you know, as good a life as you possibly can. And I think there is still elements that think that just because you have a disability, that somebody else has to make those choices for you, and that's where it's wrong. You should always be able to make your own independent choices. People shouldn't be prescriptive about what you can and can't do. And I don't think people understand that anybody can push those barriers.